This news update's being brought to you by McKenzie Jewelers, your full-service jeweler for over 38 years, and by Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. For your best deal and award-winning service, shop Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news. A trial date's been set for David Claire Schutte in the case of the people of the state of Michigan versus Schutte. During a recent status conference, the court scheduled a one-day jury trial for March 10th at 9 a.m. Key deadlines were also established. February 20th will serve as cutoff date for all motions and filing of any notice or of alibi or insanity defenses. Jury instructions must be filed no later than 14 days before trial, submitted in Word format. The defendant's $10,000 PR bond will continue as previously set, and Mr. Schutte is scheduled to appear again on February the 20th. On Monday, Todd Michael Bond had pleaded guilty to his third operating while intoxicated charge, along with a habitual offender enhancement. This felony charge carries a maximum sentence of up to 10 years in prison due to the habitual offender status. Bond admitted to consuming intoxicating beverages, including a couple shots of bourbon and at least 10 beers, before driving on October 21st in Windsor Township. A blood alcohol test later showed a level of 0.322, which is four times the legal limit. His extensive criminal history included previous convictions for impaired driving, operating while intoxicated, and other felonies was also acknowledged. The court accepted the plea, and sentencing has been scheduled for March 30th at 9 a.m. Bond's current conditions will continue, and a pre-sentence investigation report will be prepared. And Douglas Harold Plester appeared in court on Monday from the Huron County Jail for a 9-count probation violation hearing. Represented by Ms. Dawn Young, Plester entered a not guilty plea to charges that include both technical and non-technical violations. The court advised him of potential penalties ranging from 15 days for technical violations up to 5 years in prison for non-technical violations, given his underlying 5-year felony offense. During the bond hearing, the prosecution raised concerns about public safety due to Mr. Plester's history with alcohol and driving. His defense argued for his release, citing community ties and job loss, proposing a SCRAM device and a mandatory AA attendance. The judge ultimately set a $5,000 bond with 10% cash. Key conditions include a SCRAM alcohol monitoring device and strictly prohibit against operating any motor vehicle, including snowplows or tractors, or even lawnmowers, while the case is pending. Mr. Plester is scheduled to report to his probation agent for the SCRAM device upon posting bond, with the next court date set for March the 16th. And we'll return right after this.
When it comes to finding your next Ford, trust the team that puts your experience first. At Joe Ricci's Ortis Ford in Bad Axe, we're proud to offer a lineup built for you and customer service that keeps people coming back year after year. Now until February 2nd, get into a 2025 Bronco Sport Big Bend for $339 per month for 36 months with trade-in or qualifying expiring lease with $2,500 due at signing. Drive a smart, capable SUV with confidence only Bronco can deliver. Or step up to the 2025 Explorer, the perfect balance of space, technology, and everyday versatility. Lease one for 36 months for only $381 a month with $2,500 due at signing. And if you want a full-size Bronco with even greater capability and room for the whole family, check out the 2025 Bronco Big Bend 4-door 4x4. Lease it for 36 months at just $429 a month with $2,500 due at signing. Built for adventure, ready for anything. At Ortis Ford, our team is here to make your experience easy, transparent, and enjoyable. From the first test drive to long after you take your new Ford home, visit us today. Offers valid until February 2nd, 2026. 2026. Offers based on approval through Ford Credit using A-Plan pricing. Leases are 36 months with 10,500 miles per year. No security deposit required. See dealer for complete details.
And we're back with one obituary for today. Beverly Ann Braylett passed away peacefully January 25th. She was born June 22, 1947 in Owendale. Beverly married Ernest Stanley Braylett on December 7, 1974. She is survived by her three daughters, Amy Jo, Carrie Ann, and Dawn Marie, her grandchildren and grandchild. A celebration of Beverly's life will be held Wednesday, January 28th at 1 p.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church of the Annunciation of the Lord Parish in Port Austin, and burial will follow in the church cemetery. Visitation will be on Wednesday, January 28th from 10 a.m. until time of service at the church. In lieu of flowers, family requests that donations be made to the family of Beverly Braylett in care of Don Eisler. You can share your thoughts, memories, and prayers with the family online at McAlpinFuneralHome.com.
Disease hit hard this year, huh?
Yeah. Mother Nature threw the kitchen sink at us. Tar spots, southern rust. We had everything.
I didn't know if my fungicide would hold, but Miravis Neo really came through. Even with that dry spell, our yield monitor did not disappoint.
Seriously?
Yep. And with results like this, I'm sticking with it.
No matter what next season brings, protect your ROI with Miravis Neo. Call your retailer to lock in your supply today. Always read and follow label instructions.
And we're back with more news. The Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency has released new federal guidance requiring agencies to prioritize post-quantum cryptography. This move aims to protect sensitive government data against future cyber threats posed by the development of advanced quantum computers. The guidance categorizes various technology products based on their current quantum readiness. Vendors are being signaled to accelerate the integration of NIST standardized algorithms into their hardware and software to remain eligible for federal contracts. And a new report from the World Bank highlights a growing waste crisis in the Middle East and North Africa region, costing an estimated $7.2 billion annually in environmental damage. The region generates more waste per person than the global average, threatening public health and the vital tourism industry. The report calls for urgent investment in circular economy solutions, noting that less than 10% of waste in the region is currently recycled. Experts suggest that even 1% reduction in waste generation could save the region $150 million per year. And that's been a look at your news, brought to you by McKinsey Jewelers, your full-service jeweler for over 38 years, and by Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. For your best deal and award-winning service, shop Ortis Ford in Bad Axe.
At McKinsey Jewelers, we believe every story is one of a kind, just like the person you're sharing it with. That's why we don't just offer rings. We can create that one-of-a-kind, custom, handcrafted jewelry that's as special as your relationship. Whether it's an engagement ring, a necklace, or a bracelet, we work closely with you to design that unique piece that truly reflects your love. Imagine the joy of wearing a piece of jewelry that's been thoughtfully designed just for you, capturing the moments that matter the most. And if you have an old design that needs a refresh, we can bring it back to life, turning outdated pieces into timeless treasures. For over 40 years, McKinsey Jewelers has been part of life's most precious milestones. When you choose McKinsey Jewelers, you're not just choosing a jeweler, you're choosing a partner who understands the significance of every detail.
If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. That's McKinsey Jewelers on the north side of Bad Axe.
McKinsey Jewelers of Bad Axe, proud to have served our friends and community for over 40 years.
The North End of Bad Axe is a great place to shop and do business. Some of our fine North End retailers include Ashley Home Store and McKinsey Jewelers.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes.